welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I have a bumper pack of loads of new music and a couple of nice beers. I've got one from Blown Out, another new one from Howling Joint, another new one from Young Blood Super Cult and the Midnight Ghost Train, plus a new one from White Hills. And I'll be drinking Hobo Chic Double IPA and Silent Acid Jam. Looking forward to them. Kicking us off though, here is some Sasquatch. That was Earth versus the Bug, and Concrete Desert is the album. That song was Gasoline. It's really good. Give it a listen. And then kicking us off was Sasquatch, and that song was Destroyer. What am I gonna play? Something I got new White Hills. I'll give that a go. Haven't listened to it yet. On White Hills, they're one of those bands. They always have a couple of good rocking tracks, and then they have loads of soundscapey stuff. So I'll see if I can find a rocking track for you. Burning Messiah there from Youngblood Supercult. That's off their album, which is The Great American Death Rattle. And then before that, you had White Hills. That was Attack Mode. That's off their recent album. I don't even know if it's out yet. Is it Stop, Mute, Defeat is the album anyway. But yeah, For Spirit of Night, I'm already onto the second one, but I better do a recap on what I've drunk so far. It is Hobo Chic Double IPA from Dry and Bitter Brewing Company. They're Danish. It is Imperial IPA, not Double IPA. And it clocks in at 8%. It is surprisingly lovely. Well, I don't mean surprisingly. Like, you know, I've no expectations, in fairness. It is kind of citrusy a bit. Nice colour, nice body to it. Not overly alcohol-y, not overly bitter either. It is, well balanced. And certainly doesn't taste the 8%. So give it a go if you see it. Where did I get it? I got it in the Mace back of South there, or back of James is there. I think it was a fiver bottle. Worth it. And now I'm getting stuck into Siren's Acid Jam. I think I've reviewed this on the show before. It's phenomenal. Anyway, more about that in a while. What am I going to play next? Let me see. What else do I have that's new here? I'll play another couple of new ones. Probably Blown Out. And we'll see what else comes after that. We'll be right back. across Idiopathic, and before that, Blown Out. The Blown Out track was Superior Venus. That Dead Cross track going out for Timmy, who put me onto the Hobo Chic Imperial IPA the other night. He got a bottle of it and rated it highly. So, what am I going to play next? Yeah, I'm going to play some more before I talk more about Acid Jam, which is so nice. So nice. Anyway, here's Midnight Ghost Train and Red-Eyed Junkie Queen.
Move through the trees.
That was Howling Joint and Visions off their album, which is called, it's actually an EP, Black Hole Space Wizard, part two. I played the first part last year on the show, or whatever the EP was called last year. I think it was part one. And before that, then you had the Midnight Ghost Train, Red Eyed Junkie Queen. So, what I'm drinking now is Siren Acid Jam. I think it's my favorite beer of the year so far. Brewdog's Occultist was up there. And there's been a few decent New England IPAs as well. But I've recently got into the whole barrel-aged flavor and enjoying it considerably. And this one is, it's an Imperial Sour aged in bourbon and red wine barrels. So, it's a kettle sour that they started back in 2015, and they saw how far they're like just pushing it as far as they could. So they brought it up to Imperial levels and then started to age it in bourbon and red wine barrels. And it's worked. It's a fucking taste sensation. You get everything. It's like jam, sourness, bourbon smells. It's got everything. When you taste it, you get one flavor and then you give it a minute in your mouth. It's a winner. And if you see it and buy it, it's fucking gorgeous. I'm after letting this bottle warm up a bit. And even that has had a huge effect on the flavour. Really, the sourness is really coming through in it now. It's damn good. So, two solid beers tonight. Give them a go. So, what am I going to play next? I'll play something off Endless Boogie. What time have we got? We've got 5 minutes left. I'm going to play something off the Endless Boogie album, Vibe Killer, from earlier this year. But first, I'm going to play a song from the New Queens of Stone Age, which I kind of wasn't sure of at first, but the more I listen to it, the more I'm really enjoying it. It's very good. I won't say it's deadly, but I'll give it a while. A lot of people are pissing them on about it. I don't see it. I did see it at first. I persevered, and it was worth the work and effort. And so this one is going out for Stavros, and this is Head Like a Haunted House, followed by Endless Boogie. End of the show. If you want to get in touch, email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at hmdradio or Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So until next week, get drinking, get listening. See you later.
Yeah, it's like a haunted house. Pleasure.